had another good day here at Winter Park. The weather's been terrific throughout this week. I think it really helped us in our preparation. We've had a good week of practice. Today was our first time doing a Friday in-season type practice, and the guys, they handled it well. And, you know, hopefully we'll go out and play well based on the way we prepared. I really feel good about the way the guys have worked throughout the week. They've had good attitudes, and the work ethic has been very, very good. Injury-wise, we're probably going to end up leaving Jarius here. He's passed the NFL protocol and what was required, but we're going to not have him participate in this ball game. Aaron should be fine. Aaron Henderson, he should be fine. Other than that, things haven't changed much from what I mentioned to you just a couple of days ago.
Aaron will play Sunday.
He will. He will play.
Just a soreness today.
Soreness, so we just decided to hold him back. Yep.
Will you take any precautions with him on Sunday, or just full go?
Full go. Yep. Unless he tells us that's bothering him, but at this point, we think he'll be full go.
With Jarius behind, what do you look for from Cordero? Obviously, stepping up and probably getting a little bit more time.
Just continuing to progress. You know, as a young wide receiver in our league, he'll get a number of opportunities. We had that plan anyway, so just to be a little more action for him and just watch him keep progressing.
How has he been in terms of learning the full breadth of the playbook? Is he able to kind of understand a lot of different concepts, or has it been more of a case of keeping things slow and keeping it only to a few things with him yet?
He's done very well, Ben, when it comes to learning our offense. I think last week he had, I think, zero errors, mental errors. So that was great for his second opportunity in the NFL game to come out with the number of snaps that he had. So that was really encouraging for all of us. But he's done very well with adapting and adjusting to our offense. We haven't had to put together just a Cordero package. He's been able to adjust to everything that we put in up to this point.
How much do you follow the developments with the stadium? There's some news today that could delay things a little bit. That could have you at TCF for, best case, a couple more games, maybe another full season. How much do you follow what's going on with all that?
Very little. Very little. Chef life in our business, very little.
Yes. At what point do the discussions intensify in terms of how many guys you want to keep at each position? You know, obviously next week ahead is going to be very important with games, but how do you guys sort that through in the next week of how many at each position you want to keep?
Yeah, you know, we actually had a discussion about it last night as a staff with, you know, our scouts, with Rick and the scouts as well. And we'll have another discussion, as you know, after the ball game on Sunday. But, you know, it's something that you have to do during this time of the year. We got a cut down coming up on officially on Tuesday. But we're discussing ongoing the amount of repetition that we give guys in this ball game and having a plan for the final preseason game. But a lot of discussion about who we need to see, how many snaps we need to see them, and yet you're trying to balance what you need to get out of your starters as well in this ball game. So,
Leslie, your first offense will play most of the first half. Is that?
We're going to play our first offense through the first half and defense. Our first offense and defense through the first half, and plan on bringing them out to kick off the third quarter as well.
What do you anticipate for Adrian? Is that just have you kind of figured out what you're planning to do with him yet?
Yeah, we've discussed that with Adrian and discussed it with our offensive staff, and they have a good feel of how we're going to handle that.
He's historically in that third preseason game probably been a double-digit carry just about every time. Is that realistic, or do you look to possibly have him do less work than that this time around?
We got some things in place for him, and we'll see how it goes as the game goes on. But he's had a great training camp for us. You know, he's worked extremely hard. He's prepared himself. So, you know, we'll see how it goes as the game goes.
Into a red quarterback jersey before practice today. Any creativity there?
Yeah, I was teasing him. I said, let's see if you can, you know, catch routes. As he was in the offensive receivers line. I wanted to see if he could throw the ball as well as our quarterback, and if our quarterback could run as well as he can, you know, run. So just having a little fun, but glad to see him switch back to 28 as practice went on.
Not so quite in the mix yet for that quarterback?
Not quite in the mix for that yet, no.
Who's
no
closest to doing the other's job?
I don't know, that Adrian now, he's a pretty good athlete. There aren't too many things he can't do. He's always talking to me about going and blocking a field goal, returning kickoffs. Coach, I could be a great punt returner, so let me come off the edge. What defense, what tackle is going to block me coming off the edge? So there aren't many things he thinks he can't do on the football field.
Do you think it's crucial for Christian to have a good outing here with the two-week separation between when they start playing for real?
I don't know if crucial is the word I would use, but it's important for, I think, our entire team to go out and have some success as we're preparing for the regular season. There are certain benchmarks as a staff, we like to see our guys achieve. And you know, you want to go into that coming off this field on Sunday night, you want to come off with some confidence about where you are in a lot of different areas. And so there are some benchmarks we have in place for everybody.
Les, how do you see that battle for one of the last running back spots shaping up, whether it's Asiata, Banyard, or Zach Line?
Yeah, it's a good competition between those guys. And Matt Asiata, you know, he's been with us for a while. He's done a good job for us. But Joe had a nice run last week against Buffalo. Bradley has done a good job for us. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We're going to give those guys some reps tomorrow night, Sunday night, along with in our final preseason game as well, and try to make a decision, a good decision.
How much does the ability to be kind of a swing fullback versus a guy who's more of a traditional tailback factor in?
It factors in. Another part of it is special teams, Tim. And we need a guy who can help us if he's going to be the third back and on our team to help us potentially on special teams as well. You know, we don't necessarily use a guy as a specialty, just a receiver or just a screen runner. You know, we utilize them in different areas. So having that swing ability, being able to play some fullback maybe or be a tailback, but yet help us on special teams, all that goes into the equation.
Leslie, how much progress have you seen from Joe Webb from when he first, back in OTAs, first said, all right, you're going to play some wide receiver, to now as you're getting ready for the third game?
I think he's made tremendous progress. He still has a lot of work to do when you consider the amount of time he's been at the position. But he's made a lot of progress, and we're going to keep giving him opportunities in ball games just to try to ascertain, you know, how much further he'll jump. But he's done well in the amount of time that he's been there.
Does the fact that he can also play quarterback in an extreme emergency situation help him make that group of wide receivers, or is that not a factor anymore?
No, not really a factor. It's more about, can we determine that he has the potential to grow into a good wide receiver and be one of the guys we can count on at that position.
Les, where have you seen Josh Robinson come the furthest in that move inside and working inside?
I think just seeing him calm down a little bit. Sometimes he can get so hyper about what he's trying to get done. He can overthink things. And he's begun to relax a little bit, and part of that is we're putting him in a lot of different situations in practice, trying to get him some situations in games, so it's not the first time that he sees certain things when we line up against Detroit. So I think just the fact that he's slowed down mentally and begun to relax a little bit as a player, that's probably where the growth has come the most. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks.